What's up, guys? Zach here again with the Zach Shanky Podcast. Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time hopping in, appreciate you stopping by. Ultimately, a little bit about me is I've had several success stories concerning business, marketing, sales, those kinds of things. And then I finally rested on the opportunity of a lifetime. I finally rested on the business that will become legacy. And that is a business about primarily, as of right now anyway, primarily trading. It's actually about prosperity, but the main focus right now is day trading and those kinds of things. And I'll tell you what, sometimes I have to pinch myself. Sometimes I'm like, is this really happening? Am I like, because not only is business going well, but of course trading is going super well for a huge variety of people, myself included. And it's been a ride. It's been an emotional ride. While navigating that, I also was going through separation and then divorce and then homelessness. It's like the craziest little stupid story. I shouldn't say stupid, but like it's a crazy story that like it's kind of fun. it's kind of a fun story now in hindsight, right? But anyway, guys, what I want to talk today to you about is forgiveness. What does this have to do with business and success and all that stuff? Oh my gosh, so much. The reality is this: the vast majority of people, if you truly want to succeed, your actions, the things that you do, have to be aligned with your own beliefs. And in my case, I am a follower and believer of Jesus Christ. Therefore, his teachings are my beliefs, which means if I'm not living in accordance with those teachings, that's when I start to see things fall apart. But when I am congruent with my own beliefs, that's when things seem to come together. That goes for you if you're a believer of Christ or not. Doesn't matter. It has to do with your internal beliefs and being aligned with them. I shouldn't say it doesn't matter. It really does matter, in my opinion. And I'd be happy to talk to you more if you want some information about Jesus Christ and about my own beliefs, because I don't really belong, quote unquote, to like a specific church per se. My beliefs are much more doctrinal, much more scriptural based. I like to focus there, as well as of course faith and revelation. I'm a fan of praying and building my relationship with God. Anyways, forgiveness is part of that belief system. And so if forgiveness is not a part of my life, everything falls apart. Everything. And I'll tell you what, there's three parts to forgiveness. One is seeking forgiveness from others if you do something wrong. Okay. Two, forgiving others, they do something wrong. Or three, forgiving yourself, which arguably can be the hardest part sometimes. And so it's this three-part model. And I like to think of it this way, because in the vast majority of situations, there's responsibility to be had on all sides. And so when I think of a bad situation, there's typically kind of a primary culprit, if you will, but there's always some kind of responsibility held by the other party. And it's important to note that. And it's important for the other party to note that as well. Sorry, let me switch lanes here, guys. And so, I can't think of a great example, but I can think of a example. So I remember this particular instance. This is one of those, I talked last time about daddy no-nos. Here's one of them. And I don't know why I got so mad at this moment. It really is not a big deal, but I made it such a big deal. When my oldest son was probably 11, 12, somewhere in that range, I was going through a health transformation, and it was a good one. I was doing very well with it. And one of those secrets to that transformation was I calculated my macros in such a way where at the end of the day, if I did well, I was allowed to have a massive ice cream sandwich. It's a brand called Fat Boys. Ironically, it's like a low-calorie ice cream sandwich, but it's just called Fat Boy. And I love them, man. They're so good. They're so good. Their competitor is called Skinny Cow. The Skinny Cow ones aren't nearly as good as the Fat Boys. Just saying. but I would at the end of the day, go and have a Fat Boy, right? And this was also during a time where I had a regular job, was not making a lot of money. In fact, I'm pretty sure I was juggling three jobs at the time. And I was really, really focused on that, right? I was focused on how do I get out of this three multiple job situation? What do I do for that? And that was my focus while at the same time maintaining some kind of health. And that ice cream sandwich meant so much to me at the end of the day. I was so exhausted. It was just so nice to have a delicious little treat and not feel guilty about it. We were talking about guilt the other podcast. That's one of those unnecessary guilts, to be honest with you. And so I was just so nice. It was one of the greatest parts of my day, to be honest. And okay, so I go to the freezer at the end of the day. I open it up. There's my box of Fat Boys, and I pull it out, and the box is empty. And turns out my oldest ended up stealing the last remaining. I think there was like two left. He ended up stealing them and eating them. And I figured it out, and I caught him. I had some kind of evidence, like the garbage was thrown away in his room kind of thing or something like that. And oh my gosh, I got so mad. I got so mad. And this is one of those things in that entire situation. There are things that I needed to forgive him for, although it's such a small, stupid deal. That should have been easy. And it was. You know, this happened at night, like I said, end of the day. The very next day, I had a good chat with him because I felt really bad. I felt really bad for getting so mad over something so silly. And so, you know, and I think that's one of the moments, actually, that really helped him and I have a very special bond that we continue to have today. And I just remember sitting down, and in that situation, you know, I'm like, hey, listen, I get it. The Fat Boy ice cream sandwiches are so good, right? But instead of stealing it, you should have just asked me for one. To which he responded, well, you would have said no. And I'm like, correct, I probably would have said no. But, you know, if you had presented like a solution, like present to me a deal, you know, like, hey, I want one of your ice cream sandwiches. I'll tell you what. I'll wash some extra dishes tomorrow for you. You know, like something like that. Like make it more enticing for me. Don't just give up because I said no the first time. Be persistent and sell me why I should give you an ice cream. Anyway, so the point is I had to forgive him for stealing the ice cream sandwich. And then he had to forgive me for being so mad about it. And he did. And then I had to forgive myself for doing what I did. Because I did feel really bad. Ironically enough, that happened again with my oldest daughter. And it's a very similar situation. It wasn't with stealing Fat Boys or a food of any kind, but it was something small, and I blew up, and I regretted it wholeheartedly, and I immediately went and asked for forgiveness and forgave myself. And so those are really simple stories and situations where everyone involved needs to be on the forgiveness train. And when that happens, the power of healing is insanely powerful. This goes with any relationship. This goes with spouse relationship. Although, obviously, I don't have the greatest authority in that arena, being recently divorced. But from observation and from the things that I've studied through my divorce, because I've studied things, right? I do that. When I'm experiencing some troubles and problems, I seek solutions. I read books, listen to podcasts, Read news articles. Read blogs. I do as much research as I can to figure things out, to make sense in my brain. Because otherwise, it's just an emotional mess. I need to present some logic into my brain in order to calm down, right? And navigate the emotional situation. And that's what I did. So I did a lot of research about common divorce issues, even, of course, remarriage after divorce. Not that that's really an option at this point, but, you know, it was a thought, because this divorce, like many, many others out there, came, quote-unquote, suddenly to me, because I'm a dude and apparently oblivious to that kind of thing. But and that's from my research. Most guys are blindsided by their wives asking for a divorce, and 80% of divorces are initiated by the wife. Isn't that interesting? Right? So I got all the stats in my brain, guys. I got all the stats. So anyway, the point is the forgiveness train does apply to marriage. It does apply to children. It does apply to business partners. It does apply to friends. It applies to every relationship in your life. I will tell you what, guys, if you're ever looking for a business partner, make sure forgiveness is a part of their value system. I am so blessed. I am so blessed with my two best friends being my business partners. They are such a blessing in my life. And a huge part of that is how willing they are to forgive. How open they are to forgive. Not just to forgive me of my insane amount of mistakes that I make, some bigger than others, but their willingness to ask for forgiveness as well from the other two or from the community. You've probably seen that happen, right? They're willing to humble themselves, get rid of their ego, and ask for forgiveness. And this is the part that I kind of suck at sometimes. Oddly enough, I'm pretty good at it with my kids, and that's kind of where it ends. And a big part of that is I've never, up until Brian and Travis, if I'm being real, which I like to try to be as much as possible. Okay, quick tangent. I'll talk about Brian and Travis again in a minute. Little mini tangent here, and I've broken my own rule on this so many times on this particular podcast episode, but there are a couple phrases I can't stand, such as, if I'm being real, I don't like that phrase. I'm sorry, Brian, I know you use that a lot, but I don't like it because it actually implies that you're normally not real. Same with to be honest, or if I'm being honest. My oldest son does that a lot, which implies, like, I know it's not the heart behind the phrase, but it kind of implies that you're not normally honest, but now you're going to be honest, right? To be honest, or if I'm being honest, if I'm real. You see what I'm saying with that? So it's just a thing that I've noticed. And Brian, I'm sorry to point you out, my man. Brian's the most real person I've ever met. Ever in my lifetime. He's the best person ever. Like, seriously, best example in so many ways to me. I'm so grateful for him in my life. Sorry to single you out there, my man. It was a good heart behind it. Those are some phrases though that I can't stand, and I've used it a lot in this particular podcast. So I apologize, guys. If I am being real, I never, up until Brian and Travis, I have never had somebody to go to. Not truly. Other than Jesus Christ. Not even joking. Like, I've never had a parent that I could just completely open up to. Not once. My parents were both very judgmental in their own ways. Very judgmental. Like to this day, I can't tell my mother a simple idea that goes against the grain without being completely judged in a negative way. Part of that is because she's older and brainwashed by terrible news outlets over the years, right? But anyway, so love you, Mom, if you ever listen to my podcast. I don't think she does. But I've never had someone to lean on. I've always been the guy that people lean on. I've always been their rock. I've never really had a rock outside of Jesus Christ, which, don't get me wrong, he is the rock, right? At least I picked the best foundation in human history, or eternal history, however you want to look at it. However, it is nice to have a real life person to talk to open up to rely on, to share your load, to share your burden. A Samwise Gamgee to your Frodo, right? Like I haven't had that up until Brian and Travis. Legitimately. I never had, you know, I got pretty close to my Boy Scout leader. He's a great guy. I love him to death to this day. Absolutely phenomenal person. I could never really, really, really open up to him. It just wasn't appropriate. I respected the crap out of him. And we had a lot of great positive experiences. He was probably more of a father figure than my father was to me. And so I guess my point here is that I'm grateful for the business partners and friends that I have, and I want you guys to find people like that. People that are willing to forgive and ask for forgiveness and help you forgive yourself, if that becomes a part of the equation, which it should be. And it can be one of the most difficult parts. We tend to beat ourselves up worse than anyone else beats us up. You gotta forgive yourself. Let it go. For the sake of starting a singing concert here with Frozen songs, you do have to let it go. There's actually a book called Let It Go, and I can't remember who it's by, but I read that book, man. That is a powerful book. Powerful book. It's a green book cover if you ever want to look it up. But you have to learn to let things go. You have to learn to get that forgiveness. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is to have a support system to help you with it. And I found mine, and I truly believe they are my lifelong support systems. I've known Brian now for 3 years, I think. I think we're going on three, four years, maybe. Maybe even 4 years. Holy smokes. I've known Travis for 2. And the more we work together, the longer we spend time together, the more it becomes solid and solidified that this is a lifetime thing with all of us. There have been moments, guys. There have been moments where we weren't sure about positions in the business. You know, we weren't sure about who's going to do what. And where and this and that. And you know what the overall discussion was about? The overall discussion has always been, regardless of what happens in business, we are brothers. Regardless if Prosperity Movement dies tomorrow, our relationship is intact. Because we believe in a higher power. We believe that we found each other not by coincidence, but that it was by the grace of God. And the power of forgiveness from those two is insane and great and a positive insanity. And so anyway, guys, you find your support system. It could be your spouse. It could be a best friend or two. It's really hard, in my opinion, it's really hard to find. Because most people just have so many layers of judgment and lack of open-mindedness. There's so many people that just that don't focus on love and instead focus on, I don't know, it's not really hate, but they instead focus on like worldly values instead of like the pure love of Christ. And that's so hard to find someone that truly strives to emanate the pure love of Christ. Very difficult. I know I fall short of that many, many times over. I try hard, though, and I continue to try hard to do better and to be better. And all of it stems from love, which, of course, gives way to forgiveness. So, whew. Got a little deep, got a little spiritual on you guys. Hope you don't mind that. It's part of my life. And if it is what I consider to be probably the number one part to my success in business, in sales, in marketing, in trading. Having a spiritual foundation is crucial, and especially one in Jesus Christ. So, guys, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening in, and I absolutely look forward to talking to you on the next podcast.